I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. We now know just how much MCI, once known as WorldCom, defrauded investors. A report out today says it's in the billions of dollars, the biggest financial fraud in U.S. history, eclipsing even Enron. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, what's the exact figure?
Well, $11 billion, according to the Wall Street Journal. And that's kind of the number we've been hearing for about a year or so now. You may remember when the WorldCom story first broke in June of 2002, the earnings restatement was $4 billion. Well, then it just kept growing and growing and growing until they hit $11 billion in what were basically lies about the company's financial health. As you mentioned, this is officially the biggest accounting fraud in U.S. history, beyond Enron, Tyco, Adelphia, HealthSouth, Rite Aid, Xerox. Those didn't come anywhere near $11 billion in wrong numbers.
So what does this final report mean for the company?
Well, this really is just kind of the next step in MCI's effort to emerge from Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. When it declared bankruptcy in 2002, it owed creditors about $41 billion. So its reorganization plan is really focusing now on how to get rid of that debt. It's tried to set several dates for getting out of bankruptcy. They've been pushed back. Now the hope is actually to emerge next month. The company's in a better financial shape than it used to be, but still, just in January, it warned that it's expecting a drop in revenues this year.
And this comes just a week or so after the company's founder and former CEO was indicted, Bernie Ebbers.
Right. Yeah. Bernard Ebbers indicted on a whole raft of federal criminal charges, securities fraud, conspiracy, filing false reports with the Securities and Exchange Commission. And of course, the company's former chief financial officer, Scott Sullivan, has agreed to cooperate with prosecutors as they go after Ebbers.
Now, Tess, it seems like just last week Martha Stewart was convicted. Any other corporate
trial? You know what? It was just last week.
It's like such a long time ago. Any other corporate trial updates while we're on the subject?
Yeah, actually, the jury's still out on the Tyco trial. The CEO, Dennis Kozlowski, and CFO, Mark Schwartz, are accused of looting that company of about $600 million. Apparently, one of the attorneys in the case took ill this week, so they postponed court proceedings until next week. And the Adelphia trial is still underway at the federal courthouse in Manhattan. That's where the founder, John Regas, and two of his sons are on trial for basically using the company treasury like their own personal piggy bank. Nice. So that's still going on as well.
Very nice.
And today in the Marketplace newsroom, it is Friday. Time for a look back at the week on Wall Street.
Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. They join us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks a lot, Tess.
Happy Friday.
Thank you.